1 Corinthians 1:3 Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. 1:3-2 And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. 1:3-3 And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. 1:3-4 Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. 1:3-5 Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. 1:3-6 Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. 1:3-7 Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. 1:3-8 Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. 1:3-9 For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. 13:10 But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. 13:11 When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. 13:12 For now, we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even, as also I am known. 13:13 And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity.